All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. Sorry I couldn't get to you guys yesterday, it was rough. But we do have something for you that I did, and I kind of wish it was a little longer, but I forgot to hit record the second time. And it would have been great, because it was really kind of funny and critique-y at the same time. So, yeah, sorry about that, but we do have some footage of that, so you'll see it. But at any rate, let's go ahead and start Army of Darkness, Shop Till You Drop Dead. S-Mart Department Store, 9:12 in the morning, Tuesday, Senior Citizen Discount Day. Squawk! Ash from Housewares, please report to Mr. Smart's office. Ash from Housewares, squawk! Damn, late again. My name is Ash, and I'm a wage slave. Wasn't always like this, though. I had a life once. Even could have been king. You know the story. Boy meets girl. Girl gets possessed. Boy lops off hand and travels back in time to kick some dead-eyed ass and get some sugar. In the end, it all came back to the book. Necronomicon Ex Mortis, the Book of the Dead. I drank the juice, said the words more or less, and ended up home. But the evil followed me back like a bad case of three bean gas. Turns out Spinach Chin sent me back to the present too early, and I had to convince myself to do this all over again. Somehow I ended up in Egypt fighting Dildo Hotep and his toilet paper mummies. The vortex sucked up the book like a bum with a cheap bottle of hooch. We sent the three medieval stooges back to their own time. But even the vastness of time and stupidity of the deadites couldn't separate Sheila and me. Editor's note, but that's a story for another time. Now the time stream is back to normal. Sheila has a job here in toiletries, and all's well with the world. And that's why I used the ammo and supplies from Sporting Goods before I paid for them, Mr. Smart. I understand, Ashley, you're one of my favorite employees in Housewares, and I don't believe you acted maliciously when you used those goods prior to paying for them. Unfortunately, we have to follow policy. It is, after all, what separates us from our competition. So, as much as it pains me, I'm afraid we are going to have to dock your pay for the items that were destroyed in the aftermath of escorting the deadite customer out of the store. It's really not that bad. We'll just have to garnish your wages for a few short years and take care of this little bit of company business. All right, then. Go out there and make me proud. Remember to shop smart. Yeah, yeah. Shop S-Mart, jackass.
Roar, Ashley. Join us.
Must still be a little off from that dock pay crap. Well, hi there, m'lady. Ash, thou art back from thy master's test. Grr, that Sheila's moving in on my man again. Time to fight dirty. He's my king, after all. Oops. Crash! Oh my! I'm so clumsy. What? Oh, Mindy. Let me help you with that. Ash, you're such a gentleman. Whatever would I do without Mindy? Ow, it cut me. It's just a little nick. I'll be okay. I don't get it. He's an oaf. Why do all the hot chicks fight over him? He's got that swagger. It's moxie. What? You know, moxie. The right stuff. Mucho machoismo. Come on, baby. I was just being a gentleman, you know? Slam! Ash, might as well let her cool off. Dames, huh? Say, have you guys noticed anything strange going on around here today? What, like maybe someone found an ancient demonic text, read the passages, and opened the gateway to hell right here in the department store? Yeah, kind of like that, but... The book was sucked back to the past with author Henry and the Wise Man. Earlier, Cairo, Egypt, wasn't it? Scuttle. Slam! Oh wow, it became the scorpion. Please, Ash, are you actually insinuating that somehow that book sprouted legs and crawled hundreds of miles across the desert? I mean, even if it could somehow get to civilization, it would still be over half a world away. I mean, who in their right mind would even pick the thing up if they found it? Ah, something bit me. And I'm sure it couldn't get through customs or board a plane bound for Nowheresville, Michigan, just to come to a cut-rate department store to find a time-traveling, demon-fighting, half-witted housewares clerk. Hello, Earth to Ash. Huh? Yeah, right. It's not like the damn thing just hitchhiked in on someone's carry-on luggage and found its way back here. Thanks, Iggy. Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me where y'all keep the skivvies? Sure, lingerie, undergarments, and unmentionables. Aisle 7. What the hell? Did you feel that? God damn, what happened?
We are the things that were and shall be again. I'll swallow your soul.
Yo, skivvy skank, thunk. Let's dance.
Swallow your soul, swallow your soul.
Damn, they'll probably dock me for that too. You just cost me $24.95. Plus tax!
Uh-oh. You will never get the Necronomicon. Now, give me some sugar, baby.
Ah, get the fuck off of me. Blow, thunk. Click, ka-thoom. What the? Who started the freaking marching band in my ears? You all right, Ash? Yeah, say, you don't happen to have another pea shooter handy, do you? Sure as hell do. I spent 10 years at the post office. I'm prepared for these sort of possibilities. Groovy. Come on, it's Judgment Day, boys. Here, use this. A carving knife? What am I supposed to do? Ask they want light or dark meat? Let's go. We gotta get the... girls. Whoosh! The exit! Quick! Bounce! Ash! Oh,
join us!
Damn, we're not getting out that way. Get a grip pencil, Dick. Buck, we got any other options? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to read that differently. We've got to get out of here. This can't be happening. How can this be? Get a grip pencil, Dick. Buck, we got any other options? It's the cellar. It's like a bomb shelter down there. We can hole up until this crap storm passes. I don't have much luck with cellars. What the hell? Come on, kids. Let's find that basement. Guys, wait for me. Blam, blam, blam. Attention S-Mart customers. Buy one buckshot blast, get one free. It's just another day at the office for me. The name's Ashley J. Williams, man of action, time traveler, deadite slayer, employee of the month. The story is the same. Some dumbass opened the book and said the words. Yeah. Oh, excuse me. Now I'm fighting through a store full of possessed senior citizen shoppers trying to save the girl and my soul. Yeah, just another day in housewares. Wait a minute. Is that what I think it is? I'll be. It's a Satmaster 3000, the holy grail of chainsaws. It's got a titanium casing with a diamond tip chain and an electric trigger. What the hell? We're gonna need it by the time this is all over. Ugh! Swing! Oh yeah, vroom! Hot diggity dang! She's a beaut, Ash. Nifty. Thrunk! Oh! Did I do that? Stop it! Stop it! Built! Stop! What is happening with my hand?
Shut it, geek! You're mine now, bitch!
Crack! Groom! Thunk! Oof!
You will all die! The denizens of the book live again!
Wait, I've seen this before.
We will suck the marrow from your bones and...
Yeah, yeah, say there, unibrow. What's Red Dead and all over?
Huh? Click, cunk!
Kaboom! Hey, you! Ew, looks like the... Oh, I'm sorry. There was a joke there. Ah, I see. He says, you! Then he says, ah, kaboom! See, it's sometimes hard to read the panels, because you think they'll go from here, but sometimes it's top to bottom. Ew, looks like the boy done passed out. Great, got any duct tape? Yeah, always carry a roll. Never know when you're gonna need it. Say, what you doing? I got an idea.
Scratch!
What? I said I've got an idea. Come on, get up, Stumpy.
Smack!
Huh? What, Ash? I had a terrible dream. The store was haunted and all those stupid stories you told me about monsters were real. And then my hand started doing things on its own until you... shot me. Ah, my hand! My frickin' hand! You frickin' shot off my hand! Sorry, pal. It went bad. Here. Now let's go carve us up some ghouls.
Soul slashing time.
Wait, what's that?
Well, I didn't hear nothing.
Stifle and face plant.
Oh, Ash, what you
now?
Ka-choom!
Shop smart, shop smart, or I'll rip your soul apart.
Get off of him.
Ah.
Huh?
Get off of my... Get off of...
Smack!
Oof!
Come here, you freaking Mr. Yuck Reject. Sale's over. You've been discontinued, Smiley. You boys all right? You're crazy, aren't you? Believe me, with the things I've seen, being crazy is a whole lot better for your survival than being sane. Now come on before they get the... jump on us.
What?
Whoa there!
Swoosh!
Ow, my head. What, little bastards again? Fire one! Slam! Ha, that the best you got?
Fire two!
Do it. Why, you little boom! Ha ha, hee hee hee. Oh, hee hee hee, gonna paint the town dead. Come out, wherever you are. Come on, scuttle, scuttle. Red Rover, send the little buggers over. Marco!
Polo! Ha ha ha!
Ah! I'm blind, you little nobodies! I'll crush you, I'll mince you, I'll...
thunk!
Clout! Smack! Ah! Price check, aisle 6!
Hurry! Now! Now!
Dwang!
Think! Dint!
Huh? Not again. Ash! Ash, you awake? Buck, we gotta get loose. You don't want to know what's coming next. Hey, what do you think you're doing? Get off of me. Help! Help! It's like...
Dee-da-dee-lee-tee-hee.
It's a lovely day for some synchronized diving, Ash. Indeed it is, Ash, and this duo has been on fire. Let's see what they have in store for us. It looks like they are starting with a looky-here jackknife move. Oh, nice improvisation, turning the jackknife into a billiards ball break. He really sold that one, too, giving it all for the sport these two are. Beautiful execution. Our next pair will be hard-pressed to beat that dive.
Oh, no, you don't. You're not giving me the Gulliver treatment again. Come here, you little suckers. You like to fly, huh? How about a little trip on the Buckshot Express? Bam! Bam!
Ah, how'd you like that, Siskel and Deadbert? You okay, boys? What the hell were those things? More deadite tricks. Now, we need to get those little buggers out of your stomachs before...
Damn!
Aye! Ya! Who the hell are you?
I'm you. You're Geek Iggy. I'm Suave Iggy.
Little Geeky Gack... Throom! You maniac! You could have killed me! How did you know which one to cut off?
I didn't.
Buck, I don't get it. How come you haven't sprouted a twin like Lefty here?
Don't know. But it sounds like he can't hold his liquor.
Hurl. Oh, that's not good.
Chug. Well, we'll need to get him out of there. This. Let me know when you move that load.
Kerplunk. Blam, blam, blam. Flush.
You okay there, Bran Flakes?
Yeah. Gave that little turd a lead enema.
Save me, Ash. Aye! Sheila, there! The cellar, let's go. Mindy, be ready for deadite traps. Ash, they've got us. Please, Ash, hurry. Click, creep.
Oh, that was when they opened the door. See, sometimes, again, it's hard to get the panels correct.
There, at the end of the hallway, the boiler room. You abandoned us to the evil spirits. You left us to die.
Damn. We will burn the flesh from your bones. You will all die. We live again. We live.
Ah, you're going down.
Nosferatus. Ulamnon. Konda.
Smart, you bastard. It was you, wasn't it? You and the damn book.
Kanda! We've won! We've won! This is our world now! Ash, you're fired!
This sucks. I just found out my boss isn't just a dick. He's a deadite dick. Now, not only have I lost the girl, my job, and my paycheck, but I'm being thrown through time and space to the end of the world. Yeah, well, what else is new? Creep! Just great. Just great.
Whoa!
Deca City 1.
2501 AD. Oh, shit.
Ah! Ugh! Damn, that first step's a killer.
Yee!
Nobody! I mean, nobody gets a piece of me unless I say so. Ha! I'll knock your blocks off! Get off of my jimmies! Crunch! Huh? Screckle! There are more dead-ends! Fire! Oof! Snap! Crackle! Pop! Thanks for the assist there, Othello. Look, I need to find a way back to... What about that one, Captain? He can talk. It's a trick! He's obviously a dead-end, too. Take him down. Hey, wait a minute. Here, I'm not with these guys. I don't even... Scrackle never fails. They dump you in another world and the assholes are always the same. First medieval primitives, now frickin' sci-fi rejects. Scrack! Yeehaw! Ugh! Crack! Get over here! You boys just back off now or I'll finish it. Let's have a gander, you space camp rejects under the stormtrooper armor. Why do I get the feeling you're just another bunch of fancy pants sword-swinging primates?
Well now. What if we have... Blah, blah.
Well now, what if we hear? Hello there, little Miss Hot Pants. Crunch! Fire! Skizzle! Hello, aloha. Hola, bonjour. Muen Peru. What? Where am I? Ah, English accent. You are the life dwelling of Dr. Sagittarius von Cadillac III. Who the hell is that? Hell. One. Another world where the dead continue to exist. Two, a place or state of misery. Three, an archaic term for... Yeah, I know what hell means, Half Pint. What's with all the silver around here anyway? Did the entire world's supply of Velvet Elvis paintings get wiped out or something? It's not silver. It's made of synaptic optical molecules. They react to the individual's brain waves, and you can see whatever color or style you prefer. Pretty much everything here, from our clothes to our buildings, is coated with them. You see only silver because that is the base color. You have to focus your thoughts to see your fancy. I am Dr. Sagittarius Cadillac. This is my associate, Captain Ren Gray of the Deca City 1 Military Order. And you are?
Name's Ash, old man. And this robo-bitch damn near killed me out there.
You primitive heathen, I should...
Please, Captain Gray, I hardly think that is necessary.
Look, Doc, you gotta get your brainiac butt down to the community time machine and send me home.
Come now, Ash, my boy. I know this must seem like a futuristic paradise to you, but really now, time travel?
Everyone knows that controlled travel to the time stream is a scientific impossibility. It is only through the occasional natural anomaly that such situations as yours come to pass. But Doctor, what about the Necronomicon program? It was reputed to have the power to alter the time stream and send living creatures to different points in history. Not those fairy tales again, KB. Everyone knows the Necronomicon program isn't real, and even if it was, it's long gone buried in the Undercity with the Deadons. Wait a minute, Tiny Tin. Did you say Necronomicon? Of course it would be the damn book. Where do I find it? The Necronomicon program was a thing of the second Dark Ages of man. It surfaced following the Armageddon of the 21st century. Our records are incomplete on the subject, but the program was reputedly responsible for nearly wiping out the... Reputedly responsible for nearly wiping out the human race. According to legend, a plague of Deadons arose to wipe out the civilized proportions of the world. A hero rose from the ashes of the destruction to fight the demons. He was known by many names, but most famously was after his battle cry. They called him, "Come get some." They called him, "Come get some." Yes, yes, fine legends they are. And the tale continues to say that the hero defeated the Deadons by using the Necronomicon program to turn them into mindless wanderers you saw earlier. The program was buried deep in the Undercity, and we crawled out of the ashes to build Deca City 1. These tall tales are hardly worthy setting your hopes on. Don't you get it, old man? I was the hero. I've been fighting these creatures through time for longer than I care to remember. If I find this Necronomicon program, can you use it to get me back to my time so I can finish this? If it truly is as the legends tell, it should have the power to send you back. I still believe it is folly, but if you feel you must travel to Undercity to find your destiny, so be it. Download the program you find onto this disc and bring it here. If it has the secrets you seek, we'll find a way to use them. That's more like it. Q-Ball, take your shiny midget ass out there and fetch my chainsaw and shotgun. It's time to carve us up some Deadons. Are all the men from the past boastful, vulgar louts? Just me, baby. Just me. This trooper uniform armor is made of hardened synaptic optical molecules. They possess the same ability to be seen by the viewer as whatever they please, but also have the ability to project the outward image to the wearer wants to project. It's high-tech camouflage. When you are finished playing dress-up, Dr. Cadillac would like to see you. I just have to concentrate. I can see whatever I want. Concentrate. I think I'm gonna like these simple optimal molecule thingies. Ash, I have something for you. Since you insist on going on this fool's errand, I wanted to make sure you had a proper tool for the trek. It's a cyborg weapon hand. We haven't needed this sort of technology in years, but given your quest, I thought it might be useful. Each finger has a different weapon or tool. The fingers have an explosive shell launcher, high-powered laser, flamethrower, and force projector. What about the thumb? Click, rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr hair trimmer. I suggest you use it frequently. Okay, say, what about this?
Mac,
don't touch that. Your primitive mind wouldn't understand our advanced science, chemistry, and things with submolecular composition. One last thing. When you find the mainframe and access the Necronomicon program, make sure you enter the correct password. All restricted software had the same access password phrase. Claus Verona Nictu. Ah, Verata. Okay, I see how they're saying that. Clawtu Verata Nictu. Okay. You must enter it correctly in that order within 10 seconds or the mainframe will activate its security measures. I should have known. It's always Clawtu Verata Nictu. Don't you eggheads ever come up with something original? Can you remember the words? They must be entered exactly or they will not work. Yeah, look, I've been through this before. I won't forget this time. Nicto, Nicto, Nicto. I got it. Look, we got off to a bad start. Let's say we kiss and make up. You pompous, egotistical Neanderthal. I should push you off the ascender right now and let the fall kill you. Hey, I think you've lived in this sterile silver world too long. No one has ever challenged you, and being this close to someone who isn't afraid of you scares you.
No?
Look. When I get off this crazy platform, I'm going out there to kick some dead-end ass and bring back that program. I may not get another chance to do this, so this is how we say goodbye from the 21st century.
Beast!
3 standard time measurements and 93 vulgar catchphrases later. The old man said it was down here, but I've been slogging through dead and crap for hours. Ah, the welcoming committee. It's about time. Alright, let's see what this baby can do. Bang! Froosh! Rah! Groovy. Damn, George Romero would be impressed. Alright, this must be the place. Click, click. Locked. Guess I'll just have to give up and go home. Or not. Here's Ashley. I wonder if they have porn in the future. Have to write. I mean, anyone wearing this getup isn't getting a partner to ride the pony. Password. You are accessing the Necronomicon program. Enter your password. Not going to screw it up this time. Nikto was that last word. Clam to burrito Nikto. Nikto, ha! I entered your words. We live again! Identification confirmed. Welcome, Ashley J. Williams. What? How do you know? Time to die, chosen one! What the hell? Great, now I'm in the damn computer. Come on, pansy. Last one in the finish line is a rotting flesh bag. Ha ha ha! Son of a... Da-cha-cha-cha, baby! Scree! Get off of me, you bony bastards! Ah! Get off of my nose! Thunk! Boom! Throom! Ba-ba-ba! He's a demon on wheels! He's a demon and he's gonna be taking over someone! Go, Digi-Ash, go! Digi-Ash, go! Digi-Ash, go! Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha! Why, you? Whoosh! Oh, boy! Boom! That's gotta hurt. Why does this seem so familiar? You defeated us centuries ago, banishing the denizens of the book to this cyberspace prison. We have languished here for far too long. But now, thanks to your bubbling, the army of darkness is free again, and we will tear this world to pieces. Join us or face your doom! Welcome to the endgame, Ash. It's dying time. So you know the score? The Deadites tossed me 500 years into the future. Now I'm locked in a twisted video game with a digital army of the undead and a possessed version of me. Yeah, any 13-year-old could play their way out of a computer game, right? Guess that leaves me shit out of luck. Ah, the chosen one, my ass. You're gonna die here in the Necronomicon program like thousands of others before you. When you are no more than a polarized data stream, we'll integrate your soul into the army of darkness and take our place as the masters of the digital world in Deca City 1. The death toll will be catastrophic, of course, but I suppose we can make an exception for Captain Hot Pants. Ring around the rosy, pocket full of kick-ass, ashes, va-thoom! All fall the fuck down! You can't win, Ash. We will crush your bones to dust before you reach the program. Hey, Asphalt Comb-Over. This is a little move I learned on a high-tech game called... Gak! Get your fleshy digits out of my... Pong! Head! There, the program. 4 seconds left. Air Ash has the rock. The whole season comes down to this. 3, 2, 1... No! Oh, yeah, baby! He scores! I'll be back! You can't escape! Sorry, Skid Mark. I've got a date with the past, and this souped-up version of ColecoVision is gonna get me there. Ah, hell. Kill the humans! I'll slice you to ribbons! Aye, what a world! What a world! Look, down there, it's him. I'm going in, Doctor. We'll have him in a few seconds. Whoa, slow down. Ren, you're coming in too. Oof, fast. Asshole acquired. Doctor, we're coming in. What have you done to us, you medieval moron? The Denons are attacking the city. They are malicious and sentient beings thanks to your bumbling. Keep your pants on, high-tech hussy. All you have to do is whip up a couple hundred of your tech gimps there and blast those undead punks into oblivion. Look, I did my part. Here's your precious program, Dr. Boyardee. Now get me back to my own time. You don't understand, Ash. We've lived in peace for over 500 years. There are 10 security employees, and 3 of them have been killed already. By our calculations, there are over 3 million dead ends now assailing the city from every direction. Ew, well, I'd love to stick around and help and all, but really, what's one more guy, you know? Wait, just a Roddenberry minute. Don't all these sci-fi geekathons always say that if you change the past, it affects the future? If I go back and destroy the evil in the past, this whole thing should never happen, right? Well, I suppose there is some legitimacy to that statement. And given the laws of quantum physics, we should know that if you have succeeded almost immediately upon sending you back. Doctor, you can't really be serious about using that program to alter the time stream for this miscreant. Look at the damage he has done here in less than 24 hours. I know, my dear, but really, what choice do we have? If he stays, we have no better chance of surviving than if he goes. At least then his bumbling might be able to put this right and save the city by never coming here to begin with. Hey, I didn't... Tut-tut, my boy. You're about to be injected into the time stream by the program. I suggest you focus on the time, area, and anything specific about the day you want to return to. Remember, things may be different than you remember them. When you were removed from the time stream, entropy had an opportunity to adjust your departure. Thanks, Doc. See you around, Ren. Save some sugar for me! What have we here? Send the evil back in time. Do you think it would stop the dead end's assault? Quite possible, but it would mean condemning Ash's past to the very onslaught we now face. Oh well, maybe you're responsible. But what the hell? Today, Detroit, Michigan, S-Mart parking lot. Scrackle! Smack! Oof! You've got to be kidding me. Buck naked? That old bastard probably knew this would happen. I guess the super octagonal molecules don't exist in his time, so they just up and disappeared. Fine, they can dock me for this too. Time to carve up some zombies. Good news, folks. Crash! I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance. Attention, S-Mart shoppers. Half off sale in the whoop-ass department. Yeah! Hey, Porky, that ain't a pudding pop you got there. Give it up. I said, give it up. Ba-boom! Ah! Buy some cookies! Tastes like peppermint! Hey, go peddle your damn cookies elsewhere, brats. Whatever you're selling, I ain't buying. Thunk. It's Grandpa Discount Days at S-Mart today. Seniors get 10% off the top. How'd you like your discount? Ka-choom! Swallow your soul! Deadites to the left of me. Snapperheads to the right. Friggin' stuck in the middle again. Peel the flesh from your bones! Huh? 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 Elvis clothing. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. No, Ash, help me, help! Sheila! Sheila, I'm coming, baby! Boom! What's the matter, Ash? Aren't you glad to see your old pals? We're glad to see you, darling. You left us to die. Now we want what is yours. Your life. Death to the mortals. Come to me, sexy. You know you want this body. You always have. Whoosh! Sorry, babe. Looks aren't everything. But right now, you got nothing. Thunk! Hey, boys. Snap, snap. I can give you 2 reasons why you should stop where you are. Zap, zap. Come on, come on. Vreep. Damn, Buck. I'm sorry, old man. Sheila! Well, well, the prodigal hero returns, eh? Smart. Where's Sheila? What have you done with her? I am free again. You will suffer and burn before us. Got Sheila. Love you, baby. What? You love me? Down now. Shut. How do you do it? We have survived millions of years. We have feasted on the bones of gods. Our time has come, yet you return again and again to thwart us. Why won't you die? Scrunch. Ugh! Time for the boss man to stick it to you again. Foul beast, put that down, wench.
Hey, smart, you can pick up your nose and your friends. But you can't pick your friend's nose, bitch. Slorch. Good thing we're not friends, huh? Ash, how can these stop it? I don't know. Maybe if we destroy the book. Snarl. Whoa. The Kandarian Kama Sutra here needs a little convincing. Boom! It's over. Come on. That's how it all went down. Smart's dead. The store is in ruins, and the Necronomicon has been destroyed. Future and past are safe for honest folk, and me too. I've lost my job and friends again, but I've still got the girl and the boomstick. It's good to be the king. Wow. Welcome to Dawn of the Deadites, the ultimate and grueling terror survival. We'll swallow your soul! The end? Oh, yes. You see it, I see it. Next time, we're going to do Army of Darkness versus the Reanimator. You guys definitely want to stay tuned for that. By the way, Reanimator is a film I have not actually seen. I've seen Army of Darkness dozens of times, but I never saw Reanimator. It was not something that really just interested me. But I'm pretty sure it has a cheesy, like, corny kind of goodness that I need to check it for. Maybe later. At any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grimm's Comics Corner with Army of Darkness.